It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Jarrett Greenberg from, you know, NBA, TNT, all of it. What airport are you at? Where are you headed? What playoff game are we calling?
So I just did Pacers-Bucks last night. I'm headed to the sister city of Indianapolis. It's called Los Angeles. It's right next door to each other. I'm going to go do the Clippers and Nuggets game 3 tomorrow night.
They don't like each other too much, the Bucks and Pacers, huh? That was a little
That was chippy. Fun last night.
That was chippy.
Yeah, I loved it. Loved it. It's an old school basketball.
Halliburton said after the game, like, what are you asking me? I don't like those guys at all. It's very, very clear.
Exactly. Can we talk about something more important about the city of Indianapolis?
Yes.
I found 2 weeks ago I was here doing a game, and did you know that there is a famous Jewish deli here called Shapiro's?
Yes, I do. Shapiro's Deli. And you can walk from downtown Indy. It's about 5 blocks. To Shapiro's Deli. Did you go?
Yeah. I went line out the door. It's cafeteria style, old school. You got to get a tray and wait in line.
What was your order?
Oh, come on. Well, I'm trying to be a little healthy these days, but I went with their oven-roasted turkey, coleslaw, Russian dressing on Jewish rye.
Oh, that's strong. Strong call right there. Jarrett Greenberg with us. Let me ask you a question about... First of all, explain to me and Sandra, because we're confused and we're not that bright, we know, but NBA, the greatest show that's ever been in sports television, game day's just a little behind it, and then maybe the original, I don't know, NFL and CBS or whatever you want to call it. So the show remains intact for all intents and purposes that you work on as well. It's just going to be in another network, and it's going to be licensed to that network the way they licensed the McAfee show. Is it? Am I getting it right, or do we? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So, I mean, the way I understand it is that the show is going to look and feel like it always has for the last 30 years. You know, the same people who produce it, the same studio that it's in, the same people behind the scenes, the same people in front of the camera. You're just going to watch it on a different network.
It's the ultimate respect that the NBA, and you know Adam Silver probably got involved and said, that's a product we can't lose, and basically forced the parties to come together. Now, what would you tell people in the business or anybody, you know, that wants to listen to you? Why is Inside the NBA, a show that you've hosted when he's not, you've been on set with every one of those guys, you've been in that show countless times, what do they understand that nobody else in sports television previously or you know, now understands as well as the group that you have up the street here in Atlanta?
Well, the other night is a perfect example. I don't know if you guys saw what happened with Shaq. These guys are told, it's drilled into them, Tim Kiley, who's the genius behind it, who's the producer of the show, who's returned to do it this year. He's always drilled into them. Be yourself. Be who you are. And the other night, Shaq had to go use the restroom. He had to go so bad. And on other shows, that person would just be uncomfortable and just sit there. Shaq got up and went to go use the restroom. And that's organic. That's real. And I think part of what makes the show so amazing is that it's unscripted. I think so many other shows, and like comedy has to be genuine. It has to be authentic. And so many other shows try and script their comedy. Like you watch these other shows and you see them like they're in meetings for weeks trying to craft a bit. Like we don't at TNT, we don't craft bits. They just happen because people are funny. And then the other part of it is the camaraderie and the chemistry. Like you got to have these guys stay together. If something is working, you got to keep it together. You can't just plug in different people, you know, on different nights right. because of scheduling. No, you got to say these four guys make it work. Make them work together every night.
I will say that, and Clark Kellogg was in on this one. And I know you did the college stuff as well. The yeah. night that Charles Barkley said that I showered after the game in yeah. my uniform and tried to move on right. from that. Anybody put it up on YouTube, you had yeah. literally three guys go, hold on a second. What did you play in the right. 1800s? When did right. you shower in your uniform and go right to the plane? Or whatever he said was right. one of the funniest 3-4 minutes like that I've ever seen. And it's just to me. And the other night when Charles like, I'm going on a diet. And Kenny's like, what diet is that? Which shots are you going to take? Is it called Mangero? Is that your diet? I mean, like, right. who else just throws that out there, right?
Right. No, it's tremendous. And these guys are real. Like, I mean, you guys have hung out with Charles. You know what it is. He is who he is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, let's go NBA. the Atlanta Hawks, make a move. What do you think about where we sit as a franchise desperately trying to be relevant? We go, okay, we got a good rookie. We got Dyson Daniels. We got Okongwu looks better. We got Trey had a great year. But it's the same old deal. You're not covering them yeah. this weekend. You didn't cover them last year. You're not covering the year before that. What about an Atlanta fan desperate to be relevant and Landry Fields getting fired?
Yeah, I feel bad for that front office. I think they deserved more time to get this done. I just think that, like so many other organizations, they gotta pick a direction and they have to make some hard decisions. And that decision obviously is going to begin here with what they do with this draft pick. You know, I'm no expert in the college world landscape, but from what I hear, the Hawks should be able to get a really talented person. But let's face it, you know, even if they somehow land Cooper Flagg, they're not going to be a team that contends for a championship in the next year, probably even in the year after that. I mean, look at the Spurs, who got Victor Wembanyama, who's going to be the face of the NBA for the next 20 years. They're still not a relevant team. So it takes time. I think the next hard decision is going to be on Trae Young. The organization has to decide whether he is part of the future or whether it's time to move on from him and they can get some assets that can help put them in a direction and on a path that clearly has an end goal that's attainable.
Tander, what's the list of the top guys? The Athletic has 150 players anonymously.
158 NBA players they pulled in anonymously. And two categories jumped out. Most overrated player, Tyrese Halliburton, Rudy Gobert, and coming in at third was Trae Young.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. This overrated, doesn't that just kind of say people don't like him? Like, I don't like him.
Well, I think it also speaks to the impact of winning. Like Steak said, he had a great year. And I challenge that by saying, did he? Like, what was great about it?
Right.
The fact that he led the league in assists? Okay, so what? He didn't impact winning enough, right? And that's the problem. And sure, it's not all on him, and there's plenty of other legitimate reasons why they didn't win. You know, I would just say, like, there's got to be more tangible stuff here with this organization that you say we've got a direction that we're going in.
I'll follow up then by saying, as the awards keep coming, if Defensive Player of the Year, Dyson Daniels was a finalist for Rookie of the Year. Risa Shea's a finalist, and Trey with his assist. It's all like empty numbers. It means nothing as we sit home on April 23rd again.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think particularly like in the Eastern Conference too, right? Like the East is not up top, the top couple teams, Boston, Cleveland, you know, you can argue New York, whatever. Those teams are good.
really good. But the bottom of the East is bad. The fact that the Hawks did not even make the playoffs this year, I think, is probably one of the biggest reasons why ownership went in a different direction with this front office.
All right, we got about 90 seconds left for Jared Greenberg.
Do you think Trey's going to be traded?
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I do. Yes.
All right. 90 seconds. Did you read the article about Nico Harris and ESPN? I forget who put it. I want to give him credit.
Tim McMahon.
Yeah. I mean, what jumped out of you from that piece?
Stop doing press conferences.
Well, yeah, but also that, how do you alienate? You alienate Dirk Nowitzki, you alienate Luka, you alienate everybody's team. I mean, it's just like Nico Harrison, God bless him, man, but it was not a good portrayal behind the scenes of an ego that has run amok.
No, and it's crazy, too, because Nico has one of the great behind-the-scenes reputations in the NBA, right? Comes from Nike, was a big-time executive, really sophisticated, well-spoken person. Kind of shocking how all this has gone down recently. It feels like there's more to come out. And I would imagine with some of the reporters we have covering the NBA, that information is going to come out at some point.
You surprised how good a coach J.J. Redick appears to be, or how confident?
I'm not surprised about how confident he is. The guy's been one of the most confident guys going back to Duke, speaking of, like, you know, disliked people, right? Like, yeah. he was one of the most, and he'll tell you this first and foremost, he's one of the most disliked athletes to ever come out of Duke.
Yeah, I think he's number two after Leitner, they say, most hated. Yeah. But boy, did he lay into the Lakers last night. Literally, on mic, what the F are you guys doing? LeBron's face, Luka's face, the whole deal.
Yeah, listen, he's so smart, like, just so freaking smart. His basketball IQ is through the roof, and he's doing a great job.
How much talent is on the floor if Oklahoma City plays Boston or Cleveland? Is that a embarrassment of riches in terms of NBA talent?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you win by 70-plus points in two playoff games, Oklahoma City is so – I wish people would pay more attention to this organization, like what they've done, how good they are, how fun they – like people who complain about the three-point shot or people not playing defense in the NBA, watch Oklahoma City. Watch it for a quarter. You'll start to really love the NBA.
If those teams play any combination, that's as deep as any two rosters you're going to see in the league in a long time.
No question. And I think Boston and OKC, like, listen, there's a reason why you're seeing a lot of OKC in primetime big games in the playoffs, because the league knows there's a long runway for this team. They're going to be around for a long time.
All right, go find that Jewish deli in L.A. What's it called? Langer's, I think it is. You been?
I've never been there. I've been to Wexler's Deli, which is really good in L.A.
Langer's Deli, L.A., get the Reuben. Jared, have a good flight. I don't charge you for that. I don't charge you for that. Go have a good meal, and thanks for coming on always.
Appreciate it.
There he is. Jared Greenberg, NBA and TNT, NBA TV, and the whole deal.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.